Shalom Aleichem, Sviyas friends. This year should be a special schus for Armin Armin Rasi Sheikh Yu. Lindish Masmaris Esther Basrib Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zisha ben Reb Yosef. And we continue our series in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the third parak, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, La'arba lo nashim, a king is not allowed to have too many wives. Niashmuelam, the Shulokech at Shmonesri nashim. We learn from a tradition that he takes until 18 wives. Ben Rashim Vapilakshim, between his wives and his concubines, no more than 18. 18 is the limit. And if he added any beer with her, he gets a magot. He can divorce one and then marry another one in place of the one that he divorced. This way, one of more than 18. The Ravid, he writes, Zayav Shishrael David Shesh Nashim Upilakshim. So he says that the Rambam is not correct, that the 18 includes Pilakshim, because David HaMelech had 6 Nashim and Pilakshim when Nasan and Abi said, so it turns out he had 18 besides the Pilakshim. What does the Ravid mean by this? I was just translating his words. So the Keshef Mishnah explains the Hasaga of the Ravid, that the Makor for the 18 Nashim we see in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. This is brought by the by Moreno Barabeno Agon Agador David Zekman Zetzal. We're basing our Shir on his Torah. So the Makor is brought in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph from the fact that David had 6 wives in Hebron. As we see there, Achinoam HaYisraelis, Avigail, Eishes Naval, it's 2, Macha, 3, Chagit, 4, Avital, 5, Egla, 6. So he had 6 wives in Hebron. And then Nasir and Avi said, V'imad v'siflach kahina v'chahina. I'll add more like to you, more like this and like this. Kahina v'chahina. What's kahina? Like this. How many do you have? 6. So what's like 6? 6. And what's kahina? Like this. 6. So what's 6, 6, and 6, 18? And since it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perkei Pasuk Gim, V'yikach David od Pilakshim, V'nashim B'Yerushalayim Acharei Bo Mechevron, V'yolidu od David Banim U'Banos. It says in the Pasuk that David took more Pilakshim and more wives from Yerushalayim after he came back from Hebron, and they had... sons and daughters, and then afterwards was the mice of Bathsheba, the Nasan and Abi said Kahena v'Kahena. So what do you see? See that first he had 6, then he had more than 6 Pilakshim u'Nashim, and then Nasan said Kahena v'Kahena. So if so, in Pilakshim b'Chlal, so if we include the Pilakshim, he had more than 6 wives, because it says in the Pasuk that besides the 6 wives that he had, there was more Nashim and Pilakshim. And then Nasan and Avi says Kahena v'Kahena. So he definitely got more than 18 here, because he started with 6. The Kahena v'Kahena multiplies that by 3. But before the Kahena v'Kahena, he had more. He had more Pilakshim and Nashim. So it must be that the Pilakshim are not included. So when it says in the Pasuk that he Vayikach David od Pilakshim, so these Pilakshim are not included in the number of his wives, and therefore the V'chein comes at 18, but 18 is the 6 wives times 3, it's 18, and then the Pilakshim aren't included. So that's the Hasaga of the Ravid on the Rambam. Because you see that he had more, because he afterwards he took Pilakshim, and then Nasan said Kahena v'Kahena, and that would mean more than 18. So it must be the Pilakshim are not included in the numbers. That's the Machlokas Ramam Ravid. Are the Pilakshim included in the 18, or are Pilakshim, or are concubines who aren't proper wives, not included in the 18? So The Kesef Mishnah asks on the Ravid, I don't understand. The Pasuk says that he took Nashim u'Pilakshim. He took wives and Pilakshim. So you answered up Ravid with, according to your Shita, the extra Pilakshim. Seder, they're not included in the 18. But what about Nashim? V'yikshele didei mi Nashim mihas. Pasuk says Nashim, so we have a Kasha from the Nashim part. So it says that he took more Nashim, and then Nasan said Kahina v'Kahina, so that's also more than 18. So we have to say that Pasuk of Ayikach David is not talking al oso zman dafka el al masha nasa David lachar bor liYerushalayim uvemes nasa osam rak la'achar maisa debas sheva. Oh, so you got to get the chronology straight. When Nasan and Avi came to him, he had not yet taken these extra wives. Nasan only said Kahena v'Kahena when he had six, and then afterwards he took these Nashim and Pilakshim. She's allowed it because it's not more than 18. Teda, says the Kesef Mishnah. The money hasim b'shemus hayiludim lo es Shlomo, uvade nola lachar ma'ase de Bas Sheva. Where we know Shlomo was born after the ma'ase with Bas Sheva, after Nasan and Avi came and spoke to him. So therefore, this ma'ase happened of taking more wives after the ma'ase of Bas Sheva, after Nasan said kahena v'kahena. And this is also Muchach from the Gemara that asks, on this pasuk, v'yikach David od pilakshim, he has more, it's more than 18. And then the Gemara says, no, this is lemiluy shmanasa. This is to reach the 18. So it's lehejia in the Gemara that this pasuk is after kahena v'kahena. After kahena, not that it's before kahena v'kahena, he took wives and then kahena v'kahena. But after the kahena v'kahena, only then he took these more wives in Pilakshim. So what's the Ravid's problem? That's the Kesef Mishnah asks in the Ravid. He didn't have more than 18, including the Pilakshim. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that what the Ravid means is, from the fact that it says v'ikach l'davarot Pilakshim, so it's mashma that he already had Pilakshim. Just the Pasuk didn't mention them. So, besides the six wives, it says he took more Pilakshim. Ashmi already had Pilakshim, he had six wives. So he has six wives, and then he has the Pilakshim he took now in addition to the Pilakshim he already has. So that's going to end up being more than 18. Because then Nasan and Avi says to him Kahina v'Kahina, and he has the Nashim and the Pilakshim. So therefore it must be that the Pilakshim aren't included. That's how the Kesef Mishnah learns the Hasag of the Ravid. And also the Rivash in Shin Sari Ches explains Kavanas HaRavid Miloshin Od, like the Kesef Mishnah says. However, the Kesef Mishnah already says She'em Zekadei L'Hasig Al-Ram is not a Kash in the Rambam. Because we can say that he added Nashim and Pilakshim on the Nashim he already had. But he got David old Pilakshim and Nashim. He took more Pilakshim and Nashim in addition to the Nashim he already had, not in addition to the Nashim and Pilakshim he already had. In addition to the Nashim he had. He had six Nashim, and in those six Nashim, Nasan said Kahena v'Kahena, and then he took more Nashim and Pilakshim to fill up to the 18, and he didn't have more than six Nashim originally, and he didn't have any Pilakshim, and the Ode refers to he took more in addition to the Nashim he had. He took more Nashim and Pilakshim, not that he already had Pilakshim and he took more Nashim and Pilakshim. That would mean he had more than six. to start with. But he took more nashim in addition to the... He took more nashim pilakshim in addition to the nashim he already had, but he really only started off with 6, and that's the v'kehinu v'hena, and then he finished it off to 18. But then the pilakshim are included. So we want to understand the Rekevus. And Mishnah also had a problem. What's pshat in the Sagas HaRavid? What's the Ravid's problem with the Rambam? So the Mishnah tries to explain the Rekevus. And Mishnah tries to explain. We still require Iyum to understand what's the Kash in the Rambam? What's the proof of the Ravid that David had more than 18 wives in Pilakshim altogether? The Meiri says in Daf Chaf Aleph that when Nasan and Abi says Vosifa lecha kahena v'kahena vaday pilakshim hayula, he definitely had pilakshim. What do you mean he definitely had pilakshim? Where's your vados that he had pilakshim at this time? And to say from Mayan Chachma, he says the kavanas haraybet is kekushis haran b'sanhedrin. Daf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph may ritzba bas aya, as it says v'snashel dunecha b'chekecha. The lekla meimer shenasa b'chupa v'kiddushin. Dimkein Havalei Sheva, Karmalei Navi Kahena V'Kahena. So the Ran proves from this against David that he also took this woman called Ritzba Basaya. And it can't be that she was a proper wife, because the Pasuk says he had 6 wives. This means he would have had 7. So what's his relationship with Ritzba? It must be she was a Pilagish. So it must be not like the Rambam, that you're allowed more than 18 wives. That you're allowed 18 wives, but more pilakshim. And therefore Ritzba is not included in the count. Because if Ritzba is included in the count, then he has 7 wives. And then Nasan and Avi says Kahena v'Kahena. So that's 7 times 3, that's 21. So it must be that Ritzba was a Pilagesh, and Pilakshim aren't included in the count. So that's the Ravid's Kasha in the Rambam. That's the Ran's Kasha in the Rambam. But it's shver to say that's what the Ravid means. The Ravid doesn't say a word about Ritzba. However, now we have to understand the Rambam. How's the Rambam going to explain the fact that David had 6 wives, but he also had Ritzba, and then Nasan and Abi says Kahena v'Kahena? So that would mean more than 20. That would mean more than 18. That would mean at least 21. Clarify, the pasuk says, "Ve'etna lecha es beis adonecha, ve'esneshe adonecha b'chekecha, ve'etna lecha es beis Yisrael v'Yuda, v'imat ve'osifa lecha kahena v'chahena." So here you have ve'osifa lecha kahena v'chahena, talking about his wives, according to the Gemara. And right now he's supposed to have 6, but the neshe adonecha b'chekecha, according to the Yerushalmi, is talking about Ritzba. So we have a kasha then that it's really 7, but again that can't be the Sagas HaRavid, because the Ravid says nothing about her. So these are a number of kashas in our sugya, and the Mirtz Hashem in the next shir we will see some more kashas, and then we will get to a mahalach in this very chashuv inyan, and we're going to understand how many wives is the king allowed to have? How many wives? How many pilakshim? That's our avoda, to understand the Rambam, to understand the Sukkah of the Ravid, and the Mirtz Hashem. We'll continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.